You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Consider the possibilities of partnering up with Carol each week to be empowered and recharged. Carol, in her passionate, high energy and engaging style, will stimulate you to have a positive shift in mindset and behavior. So now, please welcome the host of Making It Happen, Carol Kelly.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Making It Happen. I'm Carol Kelly, your host for the next hour. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am so excited to be with you tonight for my very first show. Many are called, but few are chosen. Think about that. This is the wisdom of an ancient proverb that I love. It speaks to the fact that we are all called to greatness, but few answer the call. Let me ask you some questions. Do you want to be promoted? Are people being promoted all around you and you don't understand why? Do you want to take your organization or your team or your life to its highest level? Do you want to make impact, or do you want to impact the social conditions around you? Do you want to be more in control of some aspects of your personal life? Are you tired of settling for average or going along with the status quo? Are you discontent and unsettled by things that are happening around you or to you? Do you desire to be a mover and a shaker, to deliver your highest value in whatever endeavor you find yourself, to stand out, be recognized, be appreciated and rewarded for the value you bring? Do you have a burning desire to change it rather than having it change you? To be a victor versus a victim. Is this you? If so, Making It Happen is the show for you. This show is about transformational leadership and positive change. It's about taking empowered action in challenging times. So tonight, my friends, I want to share with you my thoughts and my contributions. And I challenge you on this title. This is a call to leadership. A call to leadership. I remember it like it was yesterday. Three decades ago, life called me to be an advocate for transformational leadership in the face of massive change. I became a coach, consultant, and keynote speaker, empowering my clients to be not just good at what they were doing, but masterful and transformative leaders, being able to first lead themselves and then to lead others. And at first, I resisted it. I doubted myself. I questioned my abilities, and I wasted a lot of valuable time. I was my own worst enemy. But after much soul searching and personal development and prayer, I finally accepted the call. Now, it is not my intention to boast, But in the past three decades, I've received comments from people who said, "You changed my life." And it has been a great journey ever since. That's my story. What's yours? I believe that with the right guidance, support, motivation, and skill set, we the people can accomplish anything. I believe in the awesome power of the human spirit, the human will, the will to change, the will to be successful, the will to be happy, the will to be prosperous. Napoleon Hill once said, "Anything the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve." I believe that transformational leadership is the key to creating breakthrough moments and achieving outstanding results in our corporations, in our businesses, on our jobs, in our communities, and even in our country. This is the ground on which I stand. So welcome again to Making It Happen, a show dedicated to helping you to take empowered action in challenging times. Now, you may feel as if you're living in a tale of two cities, the best of times, the worst of times. And while we are having some challenging times right now, this is also a great time to step up, take charge, stand out, and lead. I believe that life is calling us to this. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, this is the fierce urgency of now. We must take empowered action now. We no longer have the luxury of taking months and years to turn an organization around, to turn a team around, to turn a family around, a community, whatever the situation. We must accept the call. Some corporations are accepting the call. Consider the recent events with Delta Airlines, when they took a stand and said, quote, "Our values are not for sale." Some women are accepting the call. Consider the Time's Up and Me Too movements. Some high school students are accepting the call. Consider the brave students at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, recently. The question I have for you this evening is, will you accept the call? It does not require you to have an impressive title or be at the highest ranks in a company or an organization. All that it requires is for you to accept the call and adhere to its conditions. Whatever your situation, be it personal or professional, if you are ready to take empowered action and make it happen, this show is for you. I want you to remember, though, that whatever you continue to tolerate, you won't change it. Thomas Paine was ahead of himself when he said, "These are the times that try men's souls." Now more than ever, transformative, masterful leadership is needed more than ever. We're living in a world of, I call them three C's. Number one is overwhelming complexities. Number two is tremendous competition. And number three is accelerated change. Before we explore this, I'll go further with this, though. I want to take a brief assessment with you. And I want to ask you two questions. The first question is this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a leader today? Think about that. Question number two. Why would anyone willingly want to follow you? Why would anyone willingly want to follow you? It's time for a quick break, but hold that thought. I want to come back to you with that. I'm Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And when we come back, we'll explore the answers to some of those questions that I've received from thousands of leaders. You may be surprised. You won't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. And I'm coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before we took the break, I asked you two questions. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself as a leader today? How are you leading yourself and others? How are you leading your life, your organization, your team, and whatever situation you find yourself in? I also ask you to think about, why would anyone want to willingly follow you? And that leads us to the next segment, which I want to focus on. First, we must lead ourselves before we can lead others. But first, let's define it. When we look at the title of the show, Making It Happen, let's look at what it is. Is it your family? Is it your job, your career? Is it your community or your neighborhood? Is it any situation where something changed and you didn't choose it? In the words of the great football coach Lou Holtz, he said, let's define it. If you don't want to see it in the newspaper and you don't want your mother to know about it, it's wrong. So as long as it, and that's what I'm talking about in my show, as long as it, whatever it is for the greater good, is used in service to others, is used to propel your career or your life, whatever it is, this is what we're talking about. It reminds me of a car. A car is neutral. It's just a commodity. But the power behind the car depends upon the motives of the person driving it. One person can take that car and drive little old ladies to a Sunday school meeting. Another person can take that car and rob a bank. So it depends upon what your motives are. So when we say make it happen, we're talking about things that will be of service to you and things that will be service to others. Next, let's talk about leadership. We've been talking about transformational leadership. What is leadership anyway? The best definition I have run across in my career was by Dwight David Eisenhower. He defined leadership this way. He said that leadership is the ability to get someone else to do something you want done because they want to do it. And the operative word here is want. They want to do it. So let's talk about leading ourselves before we can lead others. Transformational leadership happens from the inside out, not the opposite. So let me go back. I promised you that after surveying and working with thousands of leaders across the country, that I will give you the results of those two questions that I asked you. The answer to your question on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? Well, in my results, when asked that question by both the leaders and their followers, the median number was 4. Pretty low, huh? The second question, why would anyone willingly want to follow you? When asked that question by both leaders and followers, 85% of the respondents answered reflected the leader's personal power versus their position power. And let me define that. Position power comes with rank and title. You earn it and you deserve it. But as long as you're dependent primarily on your position power, you come in from your rank and title. Here's a principle I'd like to share with you regarding position power. You can rent people's arms and backs, but their minds and hearts must be volunteered. So when I asked 85% of these people, I mean the respondents that came back, it was more reflected on the person's personal power. Now let's define personal power. Personal power is things like, they said things like, he or she is charismatic. They're supportive. They're good listeners. They care for people. They are inspiring. They're visionaries. They're honest. They have integrity, etc. Personal power. So what I want to share with you that, back to the Einstein quote, leadership is the ability to get someone else to do something you want done because they want to do it. If you look over your shoulder and no one is following you, you're not leading. Followers, by their consent to follow you, call forth you as their leader because they want to. They're not merely in compliance to keep their jobs. They're not doing it or following you so that they will stay out of trouble. They are following you because they want to. So if you look over your shoulder and you see people following you, but not because they want to, I want to challenge you with this thought tonight. You may have the title, but you're not leading. Personal power comes from being motivated not just by your own purpose and goals, but the needs of others as well. So I want to throw another word out to you tonight when it comes to leadership. And when we look at the personal power and the position power, if you would consider a scale, I would suggest that those scales should be balanced. Leaders need to be balanced. The ability to scale it up or scale it down, depending upon the needs of the people, your needs, and the need of the situation. To step out of your comfort zone, to both inspire and to confront. Hold the difficult conversations, yet inspire. So ask yourself, do I lead others and myself according to what makes me comfortable, or according to my needs or the needs of my people or the situation? Think about that. It's time to take another break. I'm Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you from BB Productions. And TuneIn Radio. Stay right where you are. I'll be right back.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Thank you for coming back. I started before the break to challenge you to ask yourself, do you lead others according to what makes you comfortable, according to your needs, the needs of the people or the situation that you find yourself in? How do you do this? You must confront, in your personal life especially, you must confront issues. You must confront any behavior that is not serving you. You must confront the behavior, though, not the person. We'll be talking about strategies and techniques and as we go along. But that's one of the things I want to share with you. Confront the behavior, not the person. And that brings me to one other point about transformational leadership and leading ourselves before we can lead others. I want to talk to you about style. You know, you've heard a lot about leadership styles and communication styles, and it has a lot to do with how you come across to others in terms of your leadership. What's your style? Are you locked into one style or are you flexible? Are you doing the right thing in whatever style? That's the key. Remember, it's not your style alone that makes the difference. It's what your followers need. So therefore, the word flexibility comes to mind. Flexibility is important because no two people or situations come to you with identical needs, identical skills, confidence, or motivation. And as you think of your own strengths and development needs, often we have to watch ourselves as leaders. Often our own weaknesses may be strengths overused. Whatever you're very good at, wherever you make the most impact on people, be it good or positive, bad or negative, it's not necessarily a weakness. It's usually a strength that you're overusing. And that's a strategy we want to take a look at with respect to leaders. Another thing I want to share with you about transformational leaders, the ability to lead ourselves before we lead others. And that is being a conscious competent. When we look at a model called life cycle of growth, and if you were to look at a continuum from the bottom to the top, At the very bottom is a level called unconscious incompetent. That means we are dumb and happy. We don't know what we don't know. That's an unconscious incompetent. As you move up the spectrum, the next level is a conscious incompetent. I'm not good at something. I'm not confronting the behavior. I'm not leading my life, etc. I'm not being impactful. I'm not being transformational. I'm not being effective. But at least now I know what I don't know. The next level is conscious competence. And this is where we want to be, where I know what I'm doing right, I know what I'm doing wrong, and I know how to correct what I'm doing wrong. I know what to do now. I am a conscious competent. I can choose to be transformational because I'm consciously competent. And the highest level on this scale is an unconscious competent. Now, this is a person who's a natural. You've done it so long and you're so good at it that it comes to you very naturally. It's like driving a car. The first time you learned to drive, you were thinking about everything, every move. Now you just get in your car, put the keys in, and you don't even think about it. That's an unconscious competent. Transformational leaders are conscious competence. In this level, your blind spots are removed. You now know what you don't know. And you have the willingness and ability to come face to face with yourself and self-correct. As the old adage goes, know thyself. So, transformational leaders are masters of their own fate. There's a poem that goes, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So that's what it takes, among other things, to first lead ourselves. Be proactive. The freedom to choose your circumstances, the freedom to choose your decisions. You have the freedom to do this now because you are not reacting to circumstances, you are responding because you have the freedom now to choose. What constitutes the freedom to choose, you might ask? Well, the first step is self-awareness. Again, know thyself. Be aware of yourself. The next one is living out of imagination versus memory. Have vision. Have vision. Have vision. Be creative. Imagine. Think about the future rather than focusing on the past. Another one is consciousness. Again, being consciously competent. And the last is your independent will to take that empowered action that will make a significant difference in your life. Your independent will. That's part of leading ourselves before we can lead others. The next thing is, of course, now that I'm in charge of myself and that I'm leading myself, now I am in a better position to lead others. I want to share with you tonight 7 qualities and strategies of a transformational leader. But first, let's distinguish between transactional leaders and transformational leaders. A transactional leader, you may know some of these. They care more about themselves than others and will reward or punish others just to reach their own goal. Now, in organizations, let me give you an organizational example. Kurt Lewin, a great thought leader, came up with the concept of frozen and unfrozen organizations. This style of leadership evolves when organizations are stagnant, frozen, not challenged by change, or in its formative stage. But when organizations unfreeze and they're challenged by change, there's a need for a different type of leadership. And this is transformational leadership. Time to take a break. I'm Carol Kelly, host of Making It Happen, coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania.
president and founder of Big Heart Bridges. Her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. DePula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stepulis strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
You're listening to Making It Happen, coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was talking to you about the difference between transactional leaders and transformational leaders. Let me ask you this. Are you a transformational leader? I bet you are more transformative than you give yourself credit for. I want to share with you again the 7 qualities and strategies of a transformational leader. The first one is that transformational leaders motivate and transform the individuals. They turn ordinary managers into leaders themselves. Their strategy, they lead from a position of influence versus authority. This takes us back to the difference in the balance between personal leadership or personal power and position power. Transformational leaders lead from personal power. They lead from a position of influence versus their authority. Number 2, transformational leaders are facilitators of dialogue. And this is something that I find that most leaders do not do as much as they should. They are facilitators of dialogue. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let me give you a principle. When two people in an organization always agree, one of them is unnecessary. Let me give you another thought, another principle. Whenever you're having dysfunctional or ineffective behavior in your team or in your organization, it could be that they're acting it out because they can't talk it out. If people don't talk it out, they'll act it out. And this is what you're seeing in their behavior. So transformational leaders facilitate dialogue. They courageously do what others won't do. They are not afraid to hold difficult conversations. They are not afraid to confront the behavior, and again, not the person. This is what transformational leaders do. They facilitate dialogue. They also understand human dynamics and what makes people tick. There are 2 reasons people will change for you or themselves: to avoid pain or to get pleasure. The 2 greatest fears, fear of failure and fear of criticism or rejection. A transformational leader knows that. Have a caller? Okay, I thought we had a caller there, but we got disconnected. So transformational leaders are very in tune with human dynamics and human nature and what makes their people tick. They will move either toward away from pain and toward pleasure. So, having said that, the next thing that transformational leaders do is they have vision. They can be articulated. That can be articulated. That can be articulated. Well, I want to say, have a vision that can be articulated. They're strategic thinkers and are global in their perspective. But they can articulate a vision so clearly and so inspirational that people see where they're going and they want to go with you. It's a vision that people can buy into and see themselves in that vision. They can see the contribution that they make to that vision. A transformational leader can really lead people to the promised land and have people willingly follow them. They are systems thinkers. They understand how each component of the organization impacts the others. When we look at a McKinsey 7S model, there are seven of them, of course, and four of them are considered the soft spots, and only three of them considered the hard spots. The hard ones are the ones that transactional leaders focus on mostly, and that is strategy, systems, and structure. However, transformational leaders are very tuned into the soft structures, and that is style, skill, and staff. That's what this, and shared values. Transformational leaders tap into that, and they encourage and inspire people to follow them willingly. Next, transformational leaders are able to break through any type of resistance, chaos, and crises. And they do this by holding the difficult conversations. They do this by providing a clear, articulate, inspirational vision. They do this by motivating and then transforming individuals, empowering them to be leaders themselves. They enable followers to be resilient and bounce back. They create a culture where failure is not fatal and people are not afraid to speak up. This is where innovation takes place. This is where creativity takes place. And lastly, transformational leaders bring out the greatness in others. Whether it's your family, whether it's your children, whether it's your team, whether it's your organization, they bring out the greatness in others. They are unstoppable, and they empower others to be unstoppable. This is what transformational leaders do. Again, are you a transformational leader? First, you must lead yourself. Then you're in a position to lead others. Let me continue. I want to share with you and talk about, I've been talking about leadership so far. And at the beginning of the show, I said that this show is about transformational leadership and positive change. Let's talk about change a little bit here. The paradox of leading change. There are some myths about change that I want to shatter this evening. And there are some principles and strategies about change that I want to share with you. Number one, see if you agree with me or not. And it's okay to disagree. Feel free to call in at 1-866-451-1451. 1-866-451-1451. It's time for another break. I'll be right back to share these myths and principles with you. And I think you're going to find them quite intriguing. So stay with me and stay tuned.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back. I'm Carol Kelly, your host for this evening. And before the break, we were talking about myths, principles, and strategies about change, the paradox of leading change. And I told you that I would be giving you some myths and some principles that you might find intriguing. And it's something to think about. But in my three decades, I started when I was about 8 years old, by the way. In my three decades of working with organizations and individuals and teams, I have found that this myth should be shattered. The first myth is people resist change. Whenever we talk about change, it's resistance, it's resistance, it's resistance. And yes, there is resistance. To paraphrase the words of the late William Bridges, one of the world's greatest thought leaders in the area of change and transition, he said this. He says, people don't really resist change. What they resist is what they have to give up because of the change, the impact that the change will have on them. Think about it for a moment. Whenever there's a massive change in an organization, in the family, in the career, in your community, whatever, it is very easy for people to get nervous and get anxious because what does this mean to me? Especially in organizations, can I cut it? Will I be able to work in this new environment? Will I be let go? Are my skills and abilities congruent with what they're requiring in this new environment? It's those things that people are concerned with and wrestling with. So getting back to what I was saying before the break about transformational leaders having vision and being able to articulate a vision that's inspirational, being able to hold the difficult conversations, yet inspire people, all of those seven qualities that I gave you. When people are resisting those things, not the change, you would be surprised at how much they'll fall behind you and get involved with the change. So it is not necessarily the change itself. It is the implications of the change for the followers. So, the corresponding principle for this is people don't change for your reasons. They change for their reasons. This is a strategy I want to share with you from William Bridges. Consider the three phases of change. The first is endings. Something ends. Something that was familiar. Something that was in their comfort zone. It's an end to it. This is what they're resisting, the endings. William Bridges also says that the single biggest reason organizational changes fail is that no one thought of endings and planned the impact that they make on people. Transformational leaders are aware of this. Myth number two. Are you ready for this one? Where there is conflict, there is a problem. If there's conflict, I'm not a good leader. And leaders have a tendency to minimize it or try to sweep it under the rug or make it go away. But I have a principle for you that I hope that you will find acceptable. And it says, if two people in an organization always agree, one of them is unnecessary. I said that before. And again, if people don't talk it out, they will act it out. So, where there's conflict, there's a problem? No. Where there is conflict that can be channeled into positive, crucial conversations, then and only then do you have a high-performing team, an organization that's moving forward. It reminds me of the book entitled Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. The author states that Abraham Lincoln was a genius at working with teams. He deliberately wanted people in a room together, his staff or his cabinet, to disagree, because that's where innovation was. That's where the creativity came from. Yet, as a leader, he's able to harness that energy and not let it get out of control, not let it become dysfunctional. Transformational leaders are able to challenge their people, challenge their thinking, and yet be inspirational and keep them on track. The strategy? Don't resist. Don't be afraid to hold the difficult conversations. Be balanced. Use both your personal power and your position power if necessary. But I would suggest to you that position power is not as effective as personal power, because you want to lead from influence versus authority. This is the paradox of change. Change is what we make it. It can be seen as a threat or as an opportunity. It's either the beauty or the beast. It depends upon what lens you're looking through. Your people are that way. How do you shape their perception of the change as a transformational leader? And so in order to effectively lead ourselves and others, we must first consider, what is our view of the change? Do we react to it or do we respond? Do we resist it or do we embrace it? Transformational leaders build culture. Now there's another word I'm throwing in here, culture. Because culture drives success. And you, the leaders, drive the culture. Culture drives success, but you, the leader, drive the culture. Remember that people make the system, and culture outweighs strategy every time. The system doesn't make the people. People make the system. So this is a great time to step up and lead in your organization, your career, your family, your neighborhood, your schools, wherever it is. Remember the children at the high school in Parkland, Florida. They did not choose that change. The change happened to them. What did they do? They stood up, they stepped out, they spoke up, and they are changing the narrative of gun control in this country. So, my friends, the times are calling for us. Ed Koch, the former mayor of New York City, used to go out on the streets, in the subways, wherever, and he would ask the question, how am I doing? Keep that thought in mind. I want to come back and talk to you about that question. Ask yourself, how am I doing? This is Carol Kelly coming to you from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and I'll be right back.
WikiWags brings harmony back into your home for male dogs and their owners. Inventor and entrepreneur Linda Jangula has created the disposable doggy diaper wraps made with the male dog in mind. The built-in wicking ability prevents rashing and other potential health issues for your dog. Each wrap comes in four sizes and has dual reattachable magic tabs for easy adjustments. And each size has a 7-inch logo strip for adjustability. So they are comfortable and easy to use. No more fuss, just leave the mess to us. Whether you're in or out, your dog will be free to run about. Stop cleaning and start enjoying your home, and you can even leave your dog alone. To order your WikiWags, visit WikiWags.com, or to find out where to buy WikiWags in your town, visit MyWikiWags.com and start enjoying having man's best friend around.
Patricia Fayaweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayaweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayaweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I asked you a question. How am I doing? When is the last time you asked your followers, how am I doing? And if you ask that question, what do you think they would say? Ask them, where do you see this organization or situation going? Where do you see this community going? Where do you see this neighborhood going? Where do you see this country going? What do you see? When is the last time you asked that of yourself? And if you don't like the answer, change it. Change it. In my 3 decades as a consultant and coach, I have found many leaders do not ask these questions of themselves or others. So I would like to ask you tonight before I leave, what challenges are you currently facing? How are you dealing with your challenges? What topics would you like to hear about? What would you like to discuss with me? What would make a significant difference in your life? What would it take for you to become a conscious, competent, and a transformational leader? Visit my website at distinctsolutionsctc.com for my contact information. All of it is there. Call me or email me and let me know what your issues are, what your challenges are, what are your interests, what are your passions. I want to make sure I'm covering your needs. Or you can call into the show at 1-866-451-1451. Remember that many are called, but few are chosen. If you haven't done so, accept the call and make it happen. This is a call to leadership. Now more than ever, transformational leadership, not just ordinary leadership, but we must transform our situations. Transformational leadership is called for. Consider what is happening in your organization, in your life, in your world. So tune in next week, same time, same place, where we'll continue our discussion. And don't forget to call in or email me on what you would like to discuss. Until then, I'm Carol Kelly, your host, coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Again, I challenge you. Many are called, but few are chosen. Could it be that you are the chosen one? I think so. Tune in next week and we'll discuss how great and masterful you are. Remember, there is greatness in your followers, but there is mastery in you. I'm happy to be with you tonight for my first show. I hope that you will return next week, where I will be discussing change and leadership in your life, in your communities, in your home, in your family, in your neighborhoods. Whatever the situation, whatever your problem, whatever your challenges, whatever your issues, where your passion lies, we're going to discuss that and we will explore that and make it happen.
This has been Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Join the conversation each week as Carol invites you to be inspired and to reach your highest potential possible here on Carol Kelly's Making It Happen.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.